It is time to go to the Star Phone. I have found a new Saturday Night Love. I found it last season, stumbled upon OWN's Love and Marriage Huntsville. Three high-powered African-American couples that are doing the doggone thing. And on the line, this is my girl right here, Melody Holt. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you, Julie?
Doing wonderful. Of course, Saturday Night Hunty. I was like, ooh. I was like, ew. You and Martell, first of all, congratulations. Recently read that you are expecting.
I am. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. You know, this is our fourth child. And so you'll have to watch to see if we're having a boy or a girl. So stay tuned.
That was my next question. Now, one thing you've been very candid about on the show, you know, dealing with Martell in the aftermath of his infidelity, you know, speaking quite plainly to women about it. And last Saturday, I ain't gonna lie, Melody, when he was watching you speak, he like, you know what? I got a good thing. I got to stop this mess. So I was just like, ooh, King.
I know that's right.
Okay. I was like, King, you better watch out. So how has it been to put your life on TV? You know, you guys have built business together, have a beautiful family, and all, you know, on the outside, everything looks perfect. But you guys, your story goes to show that there can be a struggle even behind the wonderful things in your relationship.
Exactly. And you know what, Julie, that was our thing from the get-go. You know, I say multiple times this season that power couple doesn't mean perfect couple. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, people were so caught up in social media and we're so used to seeing people put out the good and the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
When within, internally, there's conflict that may be happening. So for us, you know, we decided that we wanted to be very real, very open. And I will be honest, the amount of inboxes and the amount of messages that I get from other women who have been there or are there currently, mm-hmm. it just really shows like, wow, I didn't even know that this was leading into a purpose that was on my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to be honest and straight up about something occurring in my life, but there are so many people being affected, being touched, being healed. People have said, I said the same words to my husband, but he didn't get it till you said it on TV last night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's been crazy. It's been crazy. Yeah.
But you know, watching you do your business moves and pouring the community and still know what you're dealing with, I think that speaks, you know, some power. Because a lot of times when stuff happens, Melody, it's easy for anybody to go into their little cocoon and not keep serving. But yet, you know, you still have to do what you do.
I appreciate that so much. And, you know, that's the other piece as well. You know, of course, when you're experiencing and you get a blow in your life that's unexpected, you know, you deal with so much mentally, emotionally. Then you have that depression phase that tries to slip in. And for me, I want to be able to show that, you know, yes, deal with that pain, cry when you need to, have a girl's trip if that's what you need to do, you know, whatever it is. But at the same time, don't stop moving on your purpose, right? Because mm-hmm. this is temporary, whereas your purpose is, you know, it's meant to touch way more than just you. So you have to keep going. And that's what I've been doing. I'll be honest, that's one of the things that I'm proud of myself. It's just really still getting out there, being active in the community, still speaking. There were times, girl, when I was going to speak places and I may have just cried before I got up.
Wow.
But then when I'm done speaking, it's 10 women lined up crying, trying to tell me how much they enjoy hearing me speak, you know, and how I touch them. And so I think that when you're going through, it puts you in a place where, you know, it's kind of like you just get this kind of special anointing kind of, you know, because you're going through something yourself and you're able to put so much out and you're giving to others by doing that. And so, you know, I mean, you have to keep going. When life throws you those blows, you have to keep going.
That's absolutely. Now, you done preach. I'm up here trying to talk about reality TV and you done gave a sermon in it. God, put something on your books.
Being honest, girl.
But of course, we got another episode this Saturday night on OWN. You know, I haven't seen the previews yet, but I'm kind of curious because it seems as if some other couples might be dealing with their own drama, you know, this upcoming episode too.
Yeah, girl. So, you know, I would definitely say that the heat has turned up for episode, you know, 9. It's starting at episode 9, the second part of, you know, season 1. Girl, the heat is up on everyone at this point. So I will say there's a lot more to come. There's, you know, a lot more, you know, drama. Definitely, like I said, the heat is turned up on some of the other couples. And, you know, you guys are going to see how people weather these storms that are coming. And it's going to be something I think that everyone can relate to, and it will start conversations in homes that, you know, because it relates to what other people are experiencing in their home. So all I will say, coming for me last episode because I wanted to say, well, figure it out on your own. Well, I would just say there's some figuring out that needs to happen, and that will happen. Y'all have to stay tuned to see what actually comes out.
Okay. Well, if you haven't been watching Love and Marriage Huntsville, get caught up today on OWN, three high power couples. How long, Maurice and them, they got married at the end of kind of, well, we're in the second part of the first season. So they got married, was it the season finale? Last time?
Well, it was in the middle of the last season.
Okay.
They actually, or the first part of the last season, part A. And so they actually, they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, yeah, they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary. And you guys see them, you know, this season also trying to handle his son, because Maurice already had been married before. He had a child already, just like him. He had a child as well, or has a child. And so you guys see that struggle with trying to get him here. The mother possibly coming. I'm not going to spill the beans, but the mother possibly coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, and she and Kimmy haven't had a good relationship, apparently. I'll be honest, though, girl, and I'm going to give you this tea. Now, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
When I saw the preview, when they were, Kimmy and Maurice's ex-wife was sitting at the table, girl, that's the first time I ever saw her, ever heard her name.
Oh.
I mean, this person, girl, they haven't talked about Maurice's ex amongst us.
Ooh, like, child.
So I'm interested myself. I'm like, ooh, I need to watch too. Like, what is going on? I didn't know there was a problem like that. So I'm like, let me pay attention.
Ooh, child. So Saturday nights on OWN is where it's at. If you out and about doing your thing, you got to DVR, because it is a show that you don't want to miss. Well, thank you so much, Melody, for sharing with us in Kansas City. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm so excited for, you know, you taking the time and having me on air today. I appreciate it. And like she said, tune in, guys.
Yes.
Tuesday, 8 Central Standard Time, only on OWN.